Blog Talk Radio. This to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
for you to come in. Have your way, 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 have your way. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment with the Lord. He's ready to answer your prayers. He's ready to answer your every need, your every desire. But you gotta let him have his way.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on tonight and joining us for Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy, but I'm not the speaker for tonight. I will introduce her in just a minute. The first song I played was Have Your Way by Shauna Wilson. The second song, Abba by Jonathan David Helser, for those of you that like the music. Now, with all of that being said, thank you, everybody, for tuning in on tonight. I pray that you're blessed by this word. The speaker for tonight is none other than the woman of faith herself, Prophetess Pate. Use her mightily tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Pate, you're on
the air. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prolific Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those that may be listening on the phone line, those that may be listening through iTunes, those that may be listening on Blog Talk Radio, those that may be listening through over the internet. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God for all that he is, all that he will forever be. And I thank and praise God that he allowed us to come together on tonight to give his name praise, to give him thanks. And also, I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy, who allowed me to come on and to be able to share with you all. I look at it and I say, God, thank you. And I look at it and I say, God, when I go out, I'm gonna represent you good, because the word of God tells us that charity starts home and is spread abroad. When I go out to a speaking engagement, I want God to look good. I want God to shine upon me. I want God to look good on me because I am his child. And that's how we should want God to look on us. We should want to represent Christ. We should want God to look good on us for whatever we do for him. We ought to do it good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you, God, for your strength. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you, God, for those that are listening. I thank you for those, Lord God, that's going to be changed by this word. I thank you, God, for those that's going to be set free by this word. I thank you, God, for those that, Lord God, that are going to have a clear mind about things. Lord, I thank you, even, God, for being all that you are and more. Lord God, I even ask you, God, to help us on tonight. And, Lord, keep us in your presence, God, that we will want to please you, that we will want to do for you, Lord God, like you do for us. In your son Jesus' name, God, you set this flesh down, God, and you stand up in me, God. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. In Jesus' name, God, I'll pray. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God. I want to let you all know that God allowed me to be able to, God put in my spirit, and I thank and praise God for his word, and it's coming from Malachi. I thank and praise God, it comes from Malachi 3:6. Well, the word of God tells us that God never changed. He never changed. The word tonight is change. God never changed. His love never changed for us. He always the same. He don't change. We may change. We may do things. We change in many ways. Our attitude may change. Our heart may make a change. We could even sometimes change jobs, change clothes, or change into different places. Even we may change into different environments. Sometimes we even have to change friendships. I thank and praise God that he never changed, because God is always who he said he is. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God as I was reading about change and different changes. In some, even we even change to another dimension. God put us in another dimension to another. We don't let nothing change us. You always be the same. I thank and praise God for change. You always be the same. You could, or some people even want to, they should want to change their ways. Some people want to stay like they are, and they don't want to come out of where they are. Some people want to stay like they are and don't want to come out of where they are because they feel that if they change, that something different about them would not be the same. You are always, I will always be Prophetess Peyton. But there are some things that change in my life. There are some things will change. I will always have the name Prophetess Peyton. But I will be changed because, for one, I'm in Christ. I change the way I think. We should change. Change the way I see things. Change the way you hear things. We should want to be a change, want to change for God. God never changed. No matter what, we may change, but he never changed. God always the same, y'all. He's always the same. And no matter what we may do, no matter what we may think, no matter what situation we get in, Jesus is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. His word don't even change. The word gonna always be there, even when this world ends, the word still gonna be there. Nothing will change about the word. You can go in there and read it. You can go in there and search scripture. You can go in there and be. It never changed. His word never changed. He don't change. God loves us just that much too. He sacrificed his life. He went to the cross. He stood there. He stood on that cross. He bled. He was hung high. He cried. He even was whipped. And everything that he did for us, we should want to do it for him. We should want to change. But Jesus' love never changes. And that's what I love about Jesus. And that let me know if he don't change, then we should change either. But we do. Sometimes we change the way we act. Sometimes we change with people because of certain ones we're around. Sometimes we even change a job and knowing that we should have stayed there, but God said don't move. Sometimes we things we don't like about ourselves, we change. We change it. I see so many people with different changes, and I say, God, I want to change in my life, but I don't want to change from you. I want to keep you. I want to trust you, but I don't want to change from who I am. There's another place in my life that I want to go, and there's nothing wrong with changing and going changing to different dimensions because God don't always have us stuck in one place. But he will allow us to sit there until it's time to change. Sometimes we can move too soon, and it ain't time to change. Sometimes we can say things too quick, and it ain't time to say it. Sometimes we can go out there, and we can say, well, I'm going, and I heard this job over here pay more money, and I need a change in my finance. But if you don't manage what you have now, and you be blessed in that area, you still gonna be in the same boat. I thank God for a change. Change gonna come only when you allow it. Some people need to change their attitudes. Some need to change the way they think about things. Some need to change the way they look at things. Some of us need to change from where we're at in a certain area. And even in certain churches, we know we're supposed to be right here. I'm talking to myself. And we right there. We know God called us to do this, but we acting in this place. That ain't where he called us to be. I thank and praise God for change. I thank and praise God that his love never changed with us. God's love never changed. And I pray that we will never change. Change has to come. Change your focus. Change your mindset. Put it in God. Change the way we look at things. Instead of we watching things that's not pleasing unto God, let us look at things. Get in his word. And read his word. The word will change your life. The word will give you clarity about things. The word will teach you how to live. The word will teach you how to obey. The word will teach you how to speak blessings instead of cursing. We have to change. You can stay where you at if you want to. But nothing's going to happen until you make a change. We're not like Christ. Jesus' love is there for us always. If we don't do something right towards our friend, our family, or our loved ones, we'll change. We'll change. And the people will change with you because you give them the truth. People will change because God has put you in a different position than where they at. They will change because they don't see what God sees, and they will change with you because who you even associating yourself with. I thank and praise God that there's many things that God has really truly did. God changed my life. I used to be a curser. God changed me. I stopped cursing because I wanted to change. It was cursing when I got up. It was cursing when I went to bed. It was cursing whenever I went, I used to be a curser in my younger days. You could say something wrong and I curse you. And I remember when God came in my life, I began to tell God I want to change. And I just began to say, God, I don't know how to stop cursing because I've done it so long, and that's all I heard, and that's all I was around. And some people would look at me, and they would say, but you don't look like that type of person. Yeah, but I was. Yeah, I was. I told God I want to change. And I said, God, how do I do that? And each day I went by, I began to speak. I said, I'm not going to curse today. Then I began to say a few cursing words. Okay, Lord. I said, I'm going to try another day. And I went another day. And I said, I ain't going to curse today. And I cursed quite a few times that day. I said, okay, God, I need a change. The next day came. And I kind of cursed a few times. And then the next day came, and it started getting better and better. And then I said, okay, God. And then I started picking up the word, reading what the word say. Blessing and curses can come out of the same mouth. And I said, okay, God, well, that means I need to stop cursing. That's what I used to say. And I don't want my blessing to be cursed because of what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And so the next day came, and I was gradually pulling myself away from certain people. That I was gradually. And also remember, whatever you yoke yourself with, that's what you are. And so I used to hang around a lot of that, so that's what I did. And I used to hear a lot of that, so that's what I did. And I used to see a lot of that, that's what I did. So I began to change. And that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to change. And I began to change. Then I got saved. And God delivered me fully. And then I began to pray and ask God to thank him for moving those words. I didn't say I don't know how to cuss again, but I knew how to do it so well. I love to hear Prophet Stacy say, God just deliver us enough to use us. And that's so true. Don't never say it. The old you can't come up again because it can't. But it's you that's going to define what you determine what your life going to be. It's you. And I begin to change. And I look at some of the people in the Bible, how God loved them. Everybody God touched, just about. Everyone he laid hands on and touched and healed. He always tell them to go and sin no more. He'll say go and don't tell nobody. But they couldn't keep it to themselves because they was changed. They was changed from where they used to be to when God touched their life. They was able to, the blind man was changed because he was able to see again. The dumb man was able to talk because he was able to speak. And I thank and praise God that all those that made a change, that was a change, God began to touch them. And then I feel in my spirit that some of us, we need to trust God with our changes. Ask God to change us. God wants to know how to love. He wants us to know how to care for people. He wants us to know how to be there. He wants us to know how to get in his presence. Love on him. Tell God what you want. He already know. He already know. The word says he already know. Just tell him. Change. God, change me from that broken person I used to be. Some of you all been broken. God changed you. And you ought to give him praise and reverence him. Some of you all that came from a bad situation, but God changed you. You're not there no more. Some of you all went from one to a low-paying job to a higher-paying job. And it was because of change. Came in your life because God saw the seeds that you were sowing. And so he blessed you. And the word of God tell him, you, whatever seed you sow, if you sow on good ground, the word of God tell us that those seeds are going to come back up again. And I thank and praise God on tonight for his seeds. And I thank and praise God some of you all the change. Thank and praise God that you changed from your living arrangement where you used to live with that woman husband or used to live with that man wife and you done changed. You're not that person no more. Where you used to go out and drink and party all night and God began to deal with you and you're changing. You begin to change. You begin to see clearly. You begin to say, God, it's not me. That used to be me. And I thank God for his change. And I love in the word of God, where the word of God tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son to us, that we will be able to be changed, that we will be able to be delivered and set free from whatever the situation that we're in. Y'all change. You can change from whatever you want to be. You can change from whoever you want to be. You don't have to let the enemy come and define you and keep you where you at. Well, somebody say, well, probably say it's easy for you to say. You just don't know what I've been through. You just don't know what I had to deal with. You just don't know how things came up against me. But God still can change. God can take a bad situation and he can make a perfect situation out of it. He can make that thing look just like it never happened. I remember one time I was talking to prophets and she began to share a testimony about how she And I know she don't mind how she got saved. And she said she didn't want to be saved. She said she didn't want to be saved. But she said when she got saved, she said it was strange the way God did it, but he did. But to those that never know her, you would never think when God came in her life. When I say wisdom and knowledge and understanding came from up above, it's like she'd been saved over 30 to 40 some years. And I told her I don't want to believe that because you got so much wisdom. You have so much knowledge and you're a ready writer. You can take that word and you can dissect that word and make that word come out just the way God wants. But see, change. Because she wanted to make a change. She wanted to change. And God took her. He used her to be a change. That's why some of our lives are where it is because we don't want to change. And that's why God is still waiting. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how bad it was. I don't even care how it looked. God still changed. God said he changed not. Man will change with you all the time, but he changed not. I tell him thank you all the time. Because where I come from, God, I tell God thank you. I thank and praise God. He changed. He changed my attitude. I used to say it and everything. Didn't care. And I dare you to say something back. I thank and praise God for a change. Some people look at me and say, you don't look like you used to. Yeah. But I was. And I thank God for a change. I thank and praise God for a change in my life. I thank and praise God that when Jesus came and when Jesus told us to trust him and to believe in him, and he told us he's with us. He's with us even to the end of time. He's with us. God never changed, y'all. God's heart is right there. His heart is not like our heart. We may get up the next day and we can look at somebody funny. You can say the wrong thing to them. And we look at you funny. We don't want to deal with you no more. We don't want to be around you. Jesus, he's not like that. Jesus, he's not like that. He loves us just the same. I don't care how you was born. I don't care how you look. I don't care what you are, what situation you in. Jesus still loves you because he said he never changed. His love never changed, y'all. It's never changed. And I thank and praise God every day of my life, even when I'm in prayer with him, even when I'm just spending time with him in the afternoon. And I begin to just look how he just blesses us when we don't even deserve, how he just put his arm around us. And we just say, God, I need this and I need that, but I don't know how it's going to come, but I need it. Father God, I need this. And next thing you know, he began to send it our way. And he began to show us that he loved us and cared for us to the point that he'll say, well, I know my child. I know my child, meanwhile. She ain't where she need to be at right now. But he just have mercy upon us, his glory. Do what he do best. He just turn around and he just bless us over and over and over and over and over and over again. I thank God for change. When I see Jesus, I tell God, Lord, if it's not like you, Lord, help us to get it right. Help us to want to get our heart right. I tell God to touch every one of you all. Lord, change him, oh God. Make him brand new. Tell God to help us. And y'all know when change comes, trouble gonna come. Because sometimes when you ask God to do something, you want to go to another level and you want God to bless you, look for trouble to come. And all it's going to do is just pulling out one layer and God putting on another layer. Every time you begin to change, that old layer falling off. And he begin to put on a new layer. Each level you go, it's falling off. And he begin to put on a new level, put on that new change. And I look at how God take people from where they used to be on the street into where they at now. I see many people God have blessed. And not all of them reverence him. But some of them do. Change. I thank and praise God every day. And I always say, if you want God to do something for you, you got to do something for him. You got to trust him. You got to trust him in everything you do. Let us change. Let us not change when it comes to Christ. Let us give our heart right. Let us step before God like never before. God love never change. It's up in Malachi 3 and 6. Read it. He said he never changed. I be in so much pain sometimes. And all I have to do, all I do is say, God, I know you're God that heals me. Heal thee, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Deliver me, O Lord, and I shall be delivered. And the thing I know, pain begin to go away. Change. Sometimes we change, just like the weather. You got winter, spring, summer, fall. And some of our attitude change, just like that. And God wants us to stay the same. He wants to love. He wants to have peace. He wants to care. God wants to stay the same by changing the way we change our heart. Maybe somebody may be hard-hearted. Change. Ask God to change your heart. Maybe somebody got a quick temper. He's able to move that temper. He's able to bring to make you humble. He's able to bring peace. Somebody may have a bad attitude, but God able to bring peace. God able to bring you down. Somebody may be saying, when prophets pay, I don't tolerate. I don't like to be around people sometimes. I don't like to, when people look at me funny, I got a problem with that. God able to change that too. Maybe your attitude needs to change. Maybe the way you go out there, you need to change. Somebody's marriage needs to change. Well, he don't treat me right, I ain't going to treat him right. I used to be like that. My husband didn't do me right. I did him wrong, too. I used to be like that. But I read in the Word, kindness draw wrath. I read in God's Word that treat people like you want to be treated. And it was a hard cookie to bite. But I told God, if you help me, I'll do it. And I want to let you all know, nothing too hard for God to do. God able to fight any battle that you're dealing with. What is love? What is unforgiveness? What is, somebody may owe you some money. And you'll change, well, I ain't fooling with him no more. ain't fooling with her no more. She borrowed my money from me, and I ain't paying my money back. God wants to change. He'll change your heart. He'll let you forget all about that change. I tell God all the time, thank you. Lord, you worthy. You bigger than my money. You bigger than anybody. I tell God, I thank you. I tell God, I thank you for loving me. Because Jesus don't have to love us. He didn't have to shed his blood. He didn't have to be beaten for you. But he did it because he loved us. I tell God, thank you for getting whipped for me. Lord, I thank you. Because I don't deserve what you do for me. But I thank you. And I tell God that all the time. So I want to leave this with y'all tonight. Ask God to come into your heart. Ask God to receive you. Maybe somebody out there not saved. My sister said it again. Ask God to come in your heart. Ask God to teach you how to love. Ask God to teach you how to have peace. Ask God to give you joy. Ask God to change you from them old ways. God will do it. So as I get ready to close, I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my brother. God, I have to ask you, Lord God, to change them. Change their heart. Change the way they think. Change the way they're living, God. Change the way, God, they see things, God. Lord, give them a heart to love you. Lord, change their attitude. Lord, change the temper that they have. Lord, bring change in the marriage, God. Lord, bring change in our churches and our community. Lord, bring change, God, where change needs to be. In Jesus' name, touch my sister, touch my brother. Lord, I thank you for change. And Lord, I appreciate you, God. And Lord, I know that you said in your word to trust you in everything that we do. And Lord God, I thank you that I'm able to trust you no matter what the situation come up, no matter what may happen, I'm able to trust you. Touch us right now when we need to be touched at the most. Touch property, Stacy. Touch us, God. Touch us, God. Touch everyone that's listening to this message. Touch everyone. Touch everyone, God. In Jesus' name I pray. And I give your name the glory and the praise. And, Lord, I ask you, maybe somebody's not sleeping well. Change the way they sleep, God. Lord, allow them to have sweet sleep in the midst of whatever the storm and the situation is. And God, I thank you because it's already done. And it's already worked out. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen and bless your name. Prophetess Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Prophet Page. You brought a powerful word on change tonight. And we all can identify with this word tonight because we've all been in a place where we needed to change, and God came through whether we wanted to change or not. He came through. To God be the glory. If there's anybody listening under the sound of my voice and you know you need to change, whether you're on the phone lines or whether you're online, listening to the podcast or listening to iTunes, if you need to change, repeat this scripture after me. This is Psalms 51, verse 10, from the New King James. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew within me. In other words, change me, Lord. Change them, Lord. The way that you changed me, change them. The way that you changed Prophet's Page, change them. To God be the glory. If you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, you can always reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Be sure to join us on Friday night, for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It will be a time of prayer and encouragement. By calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. The time will be 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, Friday night. So if you have prayer requests, you can call in for that on Friday night. Also, you can contact me on social media by going to Twitter and looking up Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can DM me on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll be honored to talk with you, minister to you. To God be the glory. At this time, I got to offer this just in case. Is there anybody on the phone line tonight via Blog Talk Radio in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. Before we go, I need to know, if you need prayer, press 1. Okay, I gave you my information. Reach out. Say God be the glory. Have a blessed night, you all.